Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Good morning. Just saying hi while everybody's kind of starting to come online. Hope you guys had a really great Thanksgiving. Got rid of the tryptophan, hopefully, from the turkey that you all been eating. It's a really great Thanksgiving here. Cindy's home. She had gone to be with her father, who they thought was passing away. And he is rallied, and he's doing great. And he's at home watching football. So quite a miracle, and we want to thank you guys for your prayers. Hey, Jack. Tony, good to see you. Good morning, everyone. So we're looking at the catechism. And we remember, this is our second time through the catechism now. It took us about 3 years the first time, and we've started up about a month ago going through the catechism again. And right now we're on paragraph 30. So when you see on the line there, it says Ocean Sunrise Catechism pound 30, that means that's what line in the catechism we're in. So that's easy for you to help you follow us. Hey, Ray, good to see you. Hey, Pat Gervais, good to see you too. Dan Barda, aloha, Merry Christmas. Mele Kaliki Maka, as we say in Hawaii. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Hey, Jane, aloha. It's so good to, we have a desire for something bigger than us, something to fill our hearts. And for those who have discovered that it's the Lord, they can rejoice. Because the Lord says that God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So rejoice. If you seek the Lord, you're going to find Him. If you seek me, I will let you find me. I know what I have in store for you. Plans for peace, not destruction. A future reserved for you, full of hope. Hey, Ted Scarpino, looking forward to seeing you and your family this weekend. Let me know when you're coming into town. Anybody else that's coming on the cruise, maybe you can message me and let me know when you're arriving. A lot of people are coming in on the 7th, but a lot of people coming in on the 8th. It looks like there's going to be decent weather, so we're going to have hopefully have a beach time Sunday afternoon here in Cocoa Beach. And then we're going to have a luau just a half mile from our home and just a few miles from the port. We're going to have a luau at the Hilton. And Cindy's going to teach the women how to do hula. And then the next day with Father Scott Searcy, we take off on our four-night cruise retreat. And we'll be really looking forward to seeing what the Lord does with us and preparing us for Christmas and the New Year. Okay, so Ted, make sure you get to the Hilton by 4:30 or so. Earlier, if you can, that's when we're having our luau. So hopefully you can make it for that. So the Lord is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. He never ceases to call every man to seek Him. Although man can forget God or reject Him, he never ceases to call every man to seek Him so as to find life and happiness. And I love what Dr. Ray Guarendi says. It's not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of holiness. And I might say it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of beatitude. It's all about seeking the Lord, putting Him first in your life. And then, Karen, I'm so sorry to hear that. Her mother passed away. What's her first name, Karen? On November 30th. So sorry. We'll be praying for you. All of us here can lift her up. Let us know what her first name is so we can mention her by name in our prayers. Hi, Martha. Good to see you. Aloha. So He never ceases to call every man to seek Him so as to find life and happiness. But this search for God demands of man every effort of intellect, a sound will and an upright heart. So many people really don't want to find God. They're adamant about their atheism, or they go all over the place seeking an alternative to a very personal God. I think of the yoga arena and how good the flexibility training and things like that are in yoga, but how dangerous it is too. I mean, there's a namaste mean that they say to each other means I honor the divine in you. There's a lot of baseball hats being worn now with kind of weird lettering. It means Gaia. It means they're worshiping the Mother Earth. It's just a very insidious sort of thing. So if you're involved in yoga, don't say namaste to people. Don't accept that we're praying to the universe and spirit. Don't go to a yoga class where they're doing mantras or where they're doing where they use these words that are kind of tricky. You realize, like, the word Gaia means Mother Earth. So be on the alert. Be on the alert. Everyone, be aware. But that there's that calling. There's that desire in people's hearts. So they go to yoga, or they go to New Age, or they go to the occult. But it's only God who can fill that void in our hearts. Hey, Mark, we'll be seeing you soon on the cruise. Karen, we'll be praying for Irene. So, but this search for God demands a man every effort of intellect. So be wise, be smart. Bill Gassaway, good to see you. Hopefully I'll be calling you soon. Bill is I think, I forget your rank, but I think you're a sergeant. He's a motorcycle cop in Georgia. We're glad to have him on with us today, and pray for him. Men especially, I think this time of the year, they're going through a spiritual battle, and we need to fight and pray for each other. Tony, don't forget to email me. I know I've got to get something to you. I don't know how I didn't get your... Tony is a Patreon donor. He donates $20 a month, and that means he receives all seasons pass to all of Long Ride Home and early access to all of our TV and radio shows. So can you do that for me, Tony? Email me your email. I can't seem to find it. Jane will be praying for your baby. Wow, lots of needs for prayer today. Let's just take a time out and just pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we come against the enemy by your power and by your grace. We pray that every need here that's being expressed this morning, that you would reach out your powerful saving hand and move. We are a people, Lord, that believes in miracles. We believe in the God who could create the whole universe. Most certainly you could enter into your universe and change things. So I pray for the baby. I pray for Bill Cassaway especially. He's a lieutenant, Columbus Police Department. Pray especially for him, for a real clear air around him. Sometimes I think of the word Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. They're just buzzing around, buzzing around, buzzing around. But in Psalms, David said, though my enemy was around me like angry bees, in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. So in the name of Jesus, we come against all of these angry little bees, the demonic attacks that... are all around anybody that may be listening, and we pray, God, that you would cut off their attack, that you would silence the buzzing of the enemy, and you would fill the hearts of everyone here with your power and with your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. God is a God of miracles. God is a God of miracles, and we need to stand and pray for miracles. So God demands of every man an effort of his intellect to actually reason. As he said, come let us reason together. Though your sins be like scarlet, they will be like snow. Though they be like crimson, they'll be as white as wool. Reason with God. And a sound in an upright heart. So, like I said, so many people really don't want to find God. And it's like, I believe it was C.S. Lewis that said, God hides himself just enough so the one who doesn't want to find him cannot. But the one who does want to find him will. And I want to remind you guys too that in these battles that we're facing, that man was made for war. I quoted this in the Man Cave. Job says, a man is made for warfare. And Jesus says, I go before you to fight. He's the kind of military general that goes in front of the army. We need to ask him for help, but know that he is going to give us power and grace. But we can't isolate ourselves. We need to have relationships with people and open up and ask for their help and their prayer too. An army isn't an army of one. I think that commercial about being an army of one, it just seems so antithetical to what an army is. An army is where you have a band of brothers and that you fight alongside. But this search for God demands of every man, every effort of intellect, a sound will, an upright heart, as well as the witness of others who teach him to seek God. And this is from St. Augustine. You are great, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is your power, and your wisdom is without measure. And man, so small a part of your creation, wants to praise you. This man, though clothed with mortality and bearing the evidence of sin and the proof that you withstand the proud, despite everything, man, though but a small part of your creation, wants to praise you. You yourself encourage him to delight in your praise. You have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. So often the focus on that verse is, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. But I think today the Catechism is emphasizing that our heart is made for you, O God. Our heart is meant to be a temple for the Lord. Do you know that all of God fills your heart? The God who cannot be circumscribed, the God who cannot be contained, all of him comes and enters into your heart. Pretty radical. I'll let you guys enjoy the sunrise for a little bit. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Love him, love him, love him in the morning, love him in the noontime, Jesus, Jesus. If you're facing a battle today and you want to know how to fight it, it's really easy. One of the really easy things you can learn is to praise him. Remember when God went into battle, when the children of Israel went into battle, who was in the very front of the army? Who was in the very front when they were in the wilderness, in the desert, and they went to fight? Was it their archers? Was it their swordsmen? What was it? It was their choir. If you're facing spiritual battle today, be like Paul and Silas in the deepest dungeon and start praising him. Gloria da Masilia da Mashonda da Bokiria, Randa da Masilia da Mashonda. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Who have I in heaven but thee, O God? And there's nothing on this earth I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart fail me, but you are the strength of my life, and you are my portion forever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great King. Jesus is the Alpha, Jesus is the Omega. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lamb of God. You can have trust in him. Praise him and watch demons flee. They hate that stuff. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Gloria a Dios. Meli kaliki maka. Viva Cristo Rey. Amen. Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Woznik radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.